Good morning. Welcome to church, to morning service. We want to start with a prayer. We thank you, God, for this wonderful new day. We thank you, God, that we can begin this day with your word. And I pray that you would open our ears of our hearts, that we can hear what you want to say to us, that we can know a little bit more of your love. Thank you, God, that you can use everybody, that you can use me today. Thank you that you are here. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So today is a very special day for us as believers. It's called Good Friday. It is a good Friday. It is a good day. And we are talking about love. So it's very close to bring these two topics together, to talk about love and at the same time to talk about the death of Jesus. And the first thought could be, how can love and dying be so close? But if we know God, if we know Jesus, then we know that the death of Jesus was the greatest proof of love that God could show, that Jesus could show. I want to start with John 3, verse 16. John 3, verse 16, it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Hallelujah. God loved the world. God loved you, he loves you, and a sign of his love was that he gave his one and only Son. He gave his Son to the world, and he gave him into death. And I think we cannot imagine what pain it was for God to see his loved Son dying. But we know that there was no other possibility. God loved the world. He loved everyone because he created everyone. And there was the separation between man and God, and there was only one way to rebuild this relationship between God and his loved people. And it was the death and resurrection of Jesus. Today we want to talk about his death. And the essence of love is to give. It says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son." If we love, then we give. In Acts 20, verse 35, it says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." For us as Christians, we know it is more blessed when we give than it is to receive. The world where we live, the people are thinking in a different way, and they are living, or most of the people live in a different way. They think and they want to receive because they are thinking about themselves. They are thinking egotistical, and but the word says it is more blessed to give than to receive. In Romans 5. Verses 6 to 8. It says, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." We know even now there are people who die for another one. They die for people they love, maybe. But how is this love so great from God? It says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to us to die for us while we were still sinners." That's the real love. That is godly love. He died for us, for me, while I was still a sinner. Maybe I was not born in that time, but everyone was a sinner in the beginning, and Jesus died. He gave his love without expecting to receive anything back. He took the first step, and it was an unconditional love. He died because of love. Out of love, he gave up his life. And he sees every person in this who is, maybe now you're still a sinner, maybe now there are so many people who are still sinners, and Christ gave his life for every one of these people because he loves. Romans 8, verse 32. Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? This verse is also talking about giving. God the Father, he did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for us all. And then it says, won't he also give us everything else? With Jesus, God gave us everything else. Everything we need in life, every little or big thing we think about, God gave with Jesus. But he gave, and that's the part of God the Father. He gave his son. Now we want to talk about Jesus, the son. He also gave. We read in John chapter 10. It's talking about the good shepherd and his sheep. And that's what Jesus himself said in the time where he lived. In verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Jesus was talking about giving up his life. He was talking about dying because he knew what his call was. He knew from the beginning, and he finished this. He completed his call, his run, and it says, the good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Jesus also gave his life. It says in verse 17, the Father loves me because I sacrifice my life, so I may take it back again. So it again is talking about love, and it says, because Jesus gave his life, the Father loved him. Verse 18, no one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. And there we see it was Jesus' decision. It was the decision of the Father in the beginning, but it took also the decision of Jesus to give his life. He could, theoretically, he could say no. He could say, no, I won't take this path. But he said, I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it back again. That's what we celebrate on Sunday. But it was his decision, and not only because of obedience, but because of love. It was his obedience. Jesus was fully obedient to the Father's commandment, but he gave his life out of love. John 15, verse 13 says, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's what Jesus said. There is no greater love. So as we talk about love, we have to look at the biggest, the greatest love, and it is to lay down the life for his friends, and that's what he was proving. In 1 John 3, verse 16, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. And so it's again, the love shows, the proof of his love was that Jesus gave his life. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. So we talked about that the Father gave his son. We talked about that Jesus gave his life. And now it says, we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. So how do we give our lives? maybe, or I think we're not called to die for another person, but giving my life can mean many different things. For example, when you are married, you give your life to your spouse. You not only give your time, your decisions, you give your life, and this is because you love your spouse. It's not always easy to give up some things when you were used to live as a single person, or but you love the person and you like to give. Or if you have children, if you're a mother or a father, then you experience what it means to give. You give a lot of time, you give a lot of money into your children. As a woman, you give your body for a whole time. It changes so much. You give so much sleep. You give up many hobbies, or your whole time, especially in the beginning. You give so much of your life. But sometimes it's hard, but you do it because you love your child. And that's just a very small compare to the love that God had or has for his son. But he gave his son, and Jesus gave his life because he loved us and he loves us so much. And if we talk about that we give love, it's very important to see that it's not about my human love, because it's not enough. It's so little that we can give from our own strength. But if it says we ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters, and in another verse it says we are called to love the people, we are called to love our neighbor, we are even called to love our enemy, it's not possible with our own love. It's not possible with our own decision. It's only possible with through God's love. And so in a relationship there are two sides. And if we talk about giving and receiving, if one gives and the other receives, it's good, but it will not be fruitful for both sides. So if both sides are giving, both sides are gifted. So we should look to this, and I want to encourage you just to, especially today, take your side to show your love to Jesus. He proved his love for you. We can prove his love for him. We can show him our love, and we can show other people the love of Jesus, because he died for them also. He died for you. He died for me. And everyone should know it. And especially today, this is the greatest proof we have of God's love, of Jesus' love, that he gave his life. And we are so thankful, we are so grateful, and we want to praise God for this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we can live. Thank you that you gave your life, that we can live. We can live in a relationship with you. We can have a new life. You gave us new life. We were lost. We were still sinners when you died for us. And we are so grateful. And we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to learn from you. We want to have your love in our hearts to show love to others. And we want to remember today that you took this step. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved the world so much that you gave your life, so that we, if we believe in you, we can have eternal life. We bless this day. We bless this word, that it will open our hearts, and that it fills our hearts with love, and that we can see how much you loved us. Thank you, God. Amen.